This goes to Dr. Strom, STROM, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Christopher, Christopher Van Dyke, V-A-N like November, capital D-Y-K-E, date of birth 11/23/1942. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Van Dyke, who has been a patient in this practice since 2014. His kidney function has been followed. Initially, it was stage 3 range with creatinine levels between 1.6 and 1.8. In 2016, the level jumped to 2.6 and usually never less than 2. And then he was followed all the way through July 20th of 23, and at that time the last creatinine level was 2.8. And his last visit in this practice was January 24th, 2023. So today is a post-hospital follow-up visit of a patient who's well-known to us, currently having stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Most recently, he was admitted to Midland Hospital 10/20 of 25. They found bilateral iliac aneurysms, artery aneurysms, and he had a abdominal aortic endograph to correct that problem. He did have an ultrasound of the endograph done 11/21/25 as an outpatient, and that is appearing to be open at this point. The edema in the lower extremities is much improved after the procedure also, but is still there. He did have a lot of urinary retention while he was in the hospital. He required catheterizations twice. Initially, 1,000 milliliters were removed of urine, and the second time, 550. And then the post-void residual improved prior to discharge. He feels like he is emptying his bladder well, but he has had a problem with urinary retention in the past. And on 10/28, after he was home from the hospital, he had a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan, and it showed multiple renal cysts, but the bladder was evaluated and it had 1,071 milliliters of urine remaining. There was not a post-void bladder scan done, though, we're not sure if he was able to empty his bladder fully or if he is still retaining some urine, so that will need to be repeated. Today he's feeling well. The hospital at Midland was very concerned because, of course, the creatinine levels were very high. We have 10/6/25 creatinine 2.87, GFR 21, 10/18/25 creatinine 2.36, GFR 27, 10/20/25 creatinine 2.3, GFR 28. We have level 7/18/25 creatinine 2.85, GFR 21, 7/2/25 creatinine 2.94, and GFR 21. But the patient, he was offered a nephrology consult in the hospital, but he did decline that because Dr. Fuente has been his nephrologist for many years, and he didn't want to see a different nephrologist even briefly at the hospital. So he's here today for that follow-up visit. He has not had labs checked, though, since discharge from the hospital. The patient denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does feel as if he's emptying his bladder well, although it does take him at least an hour to fully empty the bladder when he wakes up in the morning. He has not seen a urologist since Dr. Samhan has left the area. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Left is greater than the right, but they are both slightly improved after surgery, after the endograft was placed. And no ulcerations or lesions. Medications, he's on simvastatin, 10 milligram daily, Effexor XR, 37 milligram daily, Lasix, 40 milligram daily, Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day, Tylenol as needed for pain, up to 2,000 milligram in 24 hours, Flomax, 0.4 milligram twice a day, Melatonin, 5 milligram at bedtime, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, and glaucoma eye drops at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 186 pounds, pulse 67, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites. Extremities, he has 2-plus edema, 2 to 3-plus edema in the left lower extremity, and 1 to 2-plus right lower extremity. And as previously stated, the most recent creatinine was done 10/20/25 at 2.3. And the estimated GFR is 28. Electrolytes were normal. Sodium, 143. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, actually slightly low, 21. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium is 8.5. And 10/21/25. Hemoglobin is 10.5. Normal white count. Platelets are chronically low at 113,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. In a well-known patient to this practice, but lost to follow-up almost 3 years ago. We've asked him to get lab studies repeated today. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, chronic atrial fibrillation. Anticoagulated with Eliquis on beta blocker also, and stable. We did schedule him for a stat kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder today at 5 p.m. Just to make sure that he doesn't need to be continuing self-catheterizations. He has had to do that in the past due to urinary retention. If that does occur again, he may need a urology referral quickly. But he is willing and able to do self-catheterizations as needed for urinary retention if we find that. And he's going to have a recheck visit with this practice in 1 month. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.